Mr. President, I thank the Senator from California. I am very pleased to be here with her today, and I sincerely thank her as the Chair of the Committee for moving the Senate Campaign Disclosure Parity Act through the Rules Committee so that we're now in a position to finally pass this legislation. As the Senator from California indicated, at last count, we now have 35 co-sponsors for S-223, 20 Democrats and 15 Republicans, and no known opposition. The bill fixes the anomaly in the election laws that makes it nearly impossible for the public to get timely access to Senate campaign finance reports, even though most other reports are available on the Internet within 24 hours of their filing with the Federal Elections Commission. This bill will finally bring Senate campaigns into the 21st century by amending the section of the election laws dealing with electronic filing to require reports to be filed with the Secretary of the Senate to be filed electronically and then forwarded to the FEC within 24 hours. This step is obviously long overdue. There is no excuse for keeping our campaign finance information inaccessible to the public when the information filed by the House and the presidential candidates and PACs and parties and even 527 organizations is readily available almost immediately. The Washington Post has called the outmoded Senate campaign reporting system, quote, obviously unjustified, unquote. And Roll Call has called it indefensible. I couldn't agree more. The current system means that the FEC's detailed coding, which allows the press and the public to do more sophisticated searches and analysis, is completed over a week later for Senate reports than for House reports. It means that the final disclosure reports covering the first 2 weeks of October are often not available for detailed scrutiny, Mr. President, until after the election. Now, that's really scandalous, and there's no good reason for it at all. Mr. President, let me just say that I know that the election laws have a big impact on campaigns, and all senators have a strong personal stake in vetting changes to those laws. I'm very familiar with controversial and contested campaign finance legislation. But this isn't that kind of bill. This bill is as close to a no-brainer as you can get in this area. In addition to bipartisan support here in the Senate, major media outlets have endorsed it, as have bloggers on the left and the right. No one that I know of actually opposes it, and yet it has now been nearly 3.5 years since I first introduced it. That's nearly half as long as it took to pass McCain-Feingold. And obviously, I know McCain-Feingold. You might say that it's a friend of mine. Madam President, Mr. President, this is no McCain-Feingold. As I understand it, this bill has cleared the Democratic side, given the strong support for it from across the political spectrum and the co-sponsorship from many Republican senators. I want to especially thank the Senator from Mississippi, Senator Cochran, for being the main author along with me. I sincerely hope there won't be an objection on the Republican side. It would be wrong to hold this bill up as some kind of bargaining chip. It's time for the Senate to pass this bill, and I hope that it can be done today. Once again, I thank the Senator from California, and I yield the floor and ask that the Senator from California continue. Senator from